My name is Erica Moon Moore, and I am running for the Traverse City School Board position.
And why did you decide to run?
You know, first and foremost, I have two kids. I have a fifth grader over at Central Grade School, and then I have a sixth grader at West Middle School. And I am deeply concerned about where we are at as a district. And so, you know, I was always taught to not sit on the sidelines, to get involved, and to be involved and to make a change. So that's really why I'm running.
What do you think separates you from the nine other candidates who are running for the board?
Well, I think, as you know, I'm running on a platform with four other women, including myself. All of us have kids in the system. We all share a very similar vision and goals that we want for our school district. Yes, we're different people and don't agree on everything, but our goals that we have for our school district are very similar. So what sets me apart is, you know, I'm born and raised in Traverse City. My mom is also from here and my grandparents are from here. So I'm very connected to the community. When we had children, we moved home to raise our kids in this community. And so I'm super connected to the community. And also just being in real estate, it's really important to have a strong school system. But I think that's what sets me apart. I've been very involved my whole life. I was involved all through high school and government and always wanted to be a part of things. And, you know, even just since I've been running, a lot of people have come forward that are looking for help and answers, and they can feel comfortable coming to me. So I do think that my connection to the community sets me apart for sure.
You mentioned that you have concerns about the direction the district is going in. I'm wondering how, in general, you think the board has been doing in recent years.
Well, I think in this last year, most importantly, as we know, our superintendent there was an investigation done regarding harassment, intimidation, and gender issues and bullying. And during the investigation, the current board, on a unanimous vote, actually, before the resolution of the investigation, they actually gave him a 3-year contract and a pay raise. And the superintendent, actually suggested a 1-year contract until the investigation was completed. And, you know, I have a problem with that. I'm just concerned about the allegations. It's not one person. It's not two people. It was over a dozen people have come forward. And I think we have to take those allegations seriously. And, you know, it's something I teach my kids every single day. And I walk into West Middle School and there's, you know, their basis is on respect and treating everyone with kindness. And I believe that we should live that. And so if our leader has had these allegations and the end of the investigation found that he did actually intimidate, harass, and bully, but not just towards females, it was actually found towards men and women. So from what they were kind of going after, he wasn't found guilty, but definitely some proof that there's an issue there.
So if you were elected to the board, you would be one of Superintendent Soma's bosses. How would you have handled that situation, or how might you handle that situation if it came up again in the future?
Well, I think something that's been lacking is the review process. They were using a evaluation process that wasn't easily understood. And so they have since adopted a new evaluation process and they have put those steps in place. But what would I do different? I think immediately would have been to call in all parties involved and to discuss and to set some very specific goals and then review those. And you have 30 days to show X, Y, and Z. You have 60 days to do X, Y, and Z and 90 days and continue on a 30-day review process until all parties felt that the problem was resolved. You know, at a board meeting in April, the school board announced that they would report back to the community what was being done, and we're still waiting. I actually met with Superintendent Paul Soma on a one-on-one meeting, and I asked him, what are you doing to repair this? You're the leader. A leader's not just a title. You have to earn that trust. You have to do the things that a leader does. And again, I was shown no accountability. And so without accountability, I don't know how we move forward. And so that's, you know, he did explain that they have done a couple retreats where they've focused on the behaviors at hand. But I would also like to see results of anger management and what reporting back to us as to taking that accountability. Clearly there's an issue. So I would definitely set very specific goals and then measure those goals. And if they're not being reached, then action's taken. So
in recent years, TCAPS has had to make some cuts in order to balance the budget. They've closed a couple elementary schools. They've dissolved the International Baccalaureate Program. If you were elected to the board and TCAPS needs to balance the budget again in the future, which means saving money, how would you approach that?
You know, I think to involve the community more on those decisions. Sometimes it felt as if the decisions were already made before the community was brought into any of that. And I think that that's where there is this lack of trust from the community. At least that's what I'm hearing. I think that we need to take those things into account. And if there's other ways in the budget that we can look at things, you know, before some of those decisions are made and have that transparency, I think that that's most important. You know, 97% of those districts in the state of Michigan have a balanced budget. So it is an expected, you know, it should be kind of a baseline. But again, I have felt that over the past couple years that we're leading with the fiscal decisions versus focusing on our kids and making the kids the first in the decision making.
Is there anything else you want the voters to know about you?
I am a super positive person. So I know you asked me some specific questions, and I do have some concerns, but I really, anybody that has known me and has worked with me in the past, I am truly a glass half full. I always am looking for solutions. I'm a very solution-oriented person. I can listen to two sides. You know, during this time, I've met with board members. I've met with Scott Hardy. I've met with Kelly Clark. I've met with Jane Klegman. I've met with Paul Soma. I've met with people because I want to find solutions. I want to meet with the teachers, and I have met with teachers to talk about what do they need? What are they lacking? What do we need to get the focus back on the kids? And so, you know, I'm a very positive person. I think I would bring a lot of that to the board, but also ask those really tough questions that I feel like haven't been asked in this past year. So past couple years. So, you know, that's really, I want to be the voice for the community and people to feel open to come and talk to me about whatever concerns they have. And I'll do my best to help and find answers and find solutions. So
Erica Moon Moore, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.